My name is Grant Patterson. Tom DeCola is with us today, as is Randy Horrell, who is part of an effort by the Manitoba Heart of Hearing Association to begin public education program and help all of us better understand what hearing challenged people are on about. Randy, welcome to CJNU.
Well, thank you for having me.
This is a great opportunity for us. It's a whole new area. Who are you when you're at home, Randy? What are you doing these days?
Well, I'm a father, a grandfather, and I recently semi-retired from the corporate world to drive school bus part-time in the mornings and afternoons for kids with special needs.
That's a great opportunity. And throughout your career, you've done a variety of different things?
Yeah, I've worked in the corporate world, Fortune 500 companies, lived all across Canada over the years. And then I worked in the disability field as an employment marketing counselor for a bit, where I have a daughter who has cerebral palsy. So I was really comfortable with that area and just wanted to kind of give back.
Neat. And when did you become afflicted with tinnitus?
Well, it was funny. I went back to Red River in I think, 07, 08. I put a lot of stress on myself. I was a driven person to get honors, and all of a sudden one day this ringing in my ears showed up, and I'll never forget the day. I said to myself, I think you need to take me to the bin because I'm hearing these sounds. And it was right around exam time, and I put a lot of pressure on myself, and it showed up, and yeah, it was not a good time, I can say.
Yeah, and that has not gone away.
No, it hasn't. I went from when I originally had it, I had a plan. I was teaching, I was stressed out. There's constant ringing. You're trying to deal with students. There's a constant ringing in your ears. I'm dealing with a PowerPoint. I got white noise in one ear. I'm talking and communicating with students, adult students, mm-hmm. in the other. It was so much. And that's when I made a decision to change and make a difference, right?
Yeah.
So that's when I started the Manitoba Tinnitus Association and the support group.
Life of service and working with the community. And now you're planning on reestablishing the support group for tinnitus. Is that correct?
Well, the Manitoba chapter of the Canadian Heart of Hearing Association, a couple years ago, I turned it over to them, and I'm going to work in collaboration with them. I worked at it for a dozen years, and by all means, I'll be here to help. And I was just a one-man show doing it by myself, and we had meetings every couple of months. I brought guest speakers in and a number of people that were struggling. And people still find me from articles that have been written, but now I'm going to be assisting the Canadian Heart of Hearing Association in establishing a support group, which is really important for people.
Now, if there are people in our listening audience who are suffering from tinnitus,
right,
whom should they contact? Phone number, email address?
So the email address is the CHHA Manitoba, MANITOBA, at outlook.com. The website is CHHA-MB.CA, and the phone number is 204-975-3037.
So if anybody is suffering the initial stages or does have tinnitus, either those phone numbers or that email address, and someone will be in contact with them?
Without question.
Randy, you had selected a piece of music for us to listen to this morning. You've picked something that is relevant to folks with tinnitus and hearing issues.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
So the artist, Bob Seger, which is a classic, wrote a song called Turn the Page. And there's a segment in there where he talks about, I lie awake in bed with the echoes of the amplifiers ringing in my ears. And a lot of musicians have tinnitus from the loud noises. And because there's a number of different causes with tinnitus, that mm-hmm. And music is one of them. It can be cause stress. It can be a whiplash. It can be a multitude of things, right? So Turn the Page by Bob Seger was the song that I thought would be appropriate, and it's a classic, wonderful piece of music. So.
Wonderful. We'll listen to Bob Seger.
On a long and lonesome highway east of Omaha, you can listen to the engine moaning out his one note song. You can think about the woman or the girl you knew the night before. But your thoughts will soon be wandering the way they always do when you're riding 16 hours and there's nothing much to do. And you don't feel much like riding, you just wish the trip was through. See, here I am on the road again. There I am up on the stage. Here I go playing the star again. There I go, turn the page. Well, you walk into a restaurant strung out from the road, and you feel the eyes upon you as you're shaking off the cold. You pretend it doesn't bother you, but you just want to explode. Most times you can't hear them talk, other times you can. All the same old cliches. Is that a woman or a man? And you always see my number, you don't dare make a stand. Here I am on the road again. There I am up on the stage. Here I go playing star again. There I go, turn the page. Spotlight, you're a million miles away. Every ounce of energy you try to give away as the sweat pulls out your body like the music that you play. Later in the evening, as you lie awake in bed, with the echoes from the amplifiers ringing in your head, you smoke the day's last cigarette, remembering what you said.
I'm back with Randy Horrell and Tom Dercola. We've been talking about tinnitus and how that's going to fold into the Manitoba Hard of Hearing Association. What sorts of supports does one offer when you do a support program for people with tinnitus?
Well, I think for people, when the tinnitus shows up, and depending on the level it shows up, they're not sure what it is. They'll go to their doctor, and when I talk to people and they find me, I say the first thing is go to your doctor. Go see an audiologist. Like, look at all the objective things that you can do. Maybe get an MRI done. Mm-hmm. But what happens a lot of times, people, when they contact me, they say, I've talked to my doctor or I've talked to an audiologist, and they say, well, you have to live with it. And so now they're kind of caught, and not all audiologists, of course, because there's a lot of great ones. But what happens is when you connect with other people who are in the same boat as you, it's huge. It's huge. They get a chance to meet somebody who's maybe tinnitus is a little bit worse or a little bit better, and they can share their story, and they know they're not alone. Right. Because it can not only affect you, but it affects your family and your friends around you, because they don't understand, you know. They don't understand, and it can be very, very daunting. So.
Well, and it's isolating as well.
Completely.
Because you're looking for a quiet place to lie down and just hope it passes. You're not able to participate in a conversation. A room full of conversation becomes difficult to discern what you need to hear.
That's true. And when you have tinnitus, silence isn't your friend. Because all you're hearing is the ringing. I mean, you know, we talk about habituation, learning to habituate. The sounds that go off, and it can be different sounds, right? Some can be high pitch, low pitch, or chirping, and there's a multitude. And I talk about finding your own tinnitus code. It's very personal to each individual, right? So. Neat.
Well, Randy Horrell, thank you very much for your time. It has been a pleasure to meet you on the radio. Thanks to Tom Dercola for sitting in this morning. We'll be back to our regular programming.
Thank you.